William Harvey was very important in the history of medicine. He lived during the time of the Renaissance and is most famous for discovering and explaining the circulation of the blood. He did this by using a number of experiments. Firstly, he carried out a simple sum to prove his theory that the blood circulated around the body by measuring the total amount of blood in each heartbeat to calculate the total amount pumped each hour. This was far more than could be possibly produced in time by the food the person ate, so the same blood must keep on going round and round the whole body or circulating. He also dissected animals, sometimes living ones, to compare with the anatomy of humans. For instance, he used cold-blooded animals whose hearts beat very slowly, so he could watch the separate movement of the various muscles in the heart. He also poked thin rods down veins to prove that valves only allowed one-way movement. His ideas were spread in his book On the Motion of Blood, published in 1628. Harvey's use of careful experiment and measurement impressed other scientific workers. He'd used it to solve one important problem. Perhaps it could be used to solve others. Harvey had proved beyond doubt that Galen and the Greeks had been wrong in their explanation of how one of the main parts of the body worked. Perhaps they were wrong on other things too. Harvey's theory was widely accepted. Over the next 300 years, doctors used it to build up knowledge of what the blood did in various parts of the body as it circulated. When he disagreed with earlier writers like Galen or with his old teacher Fabricius, he provided clear experimental evidence for his opinion. Other anatomists could check by repeating his experiments. Harvey was helped by a number of factors in his work. The ideas of the Renaissance were very important, just as they were for Vesalius, as Harvey tried to observe things for himself. The work of other individuals was also important, as he learnt about the valves in the veins by his teacher Fabricius. He also taught Harvey to compare the anatomy of humans with animals. He also followed Vesalius by producing a book showing his experiments. The invention of the water pump was also important in a number of ways, because Harvey tried to pump liquids the wrong way around the body, and he said that the heart pumped blood like a water pump. The printing press too was important, because he had his book printed. His ideas were spread by his books, and anyone reading his books could try to do the experiments for themselves, and they would see that Harvey was right. Education was also important. He went to Cambridge University and then Padua to complete his studies.